Lehigh Valley's labor market is technically in the range which is considered as tight.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
The U.S. economy's growth spiked to 3.3% this summer, with an annual growth rate of 2.3% over the last 12 months. Okay, back to the Valley's labor market. The number of initial unemployment claims, which shows the number of newly unemployed in the Valley, is trending at 13% below its last year's level as of October. This indicator's long-term trend has been solidly in the range which is historically associated with tight labor market since February of this year. Our survey of Lehigh Valley businesses also shows a lower rate of layoff now than we observed in the last tight labor market. Local businesses are also planning to keep their layoff rates for the next 6 months at or below its current level. This is the fourth time in the last 30 years that the initial unemployment claims has dropped and stayed below its normal range. The previous three were 1987, 1998 and 2004. And in all those occasions when the number of initial unemployment claims dropped and stayed below its normal range, a tight labor market ensued. Another strong indicator of the labor market is the drop in continuing unemployment claims, which shows the number of people who are receiving unemployment checks. This is a very good indicator of the locally available labor pool. The index of continuing unemployment claims is also trending below its last year's level, and its long-term trend has entered the tight labor market range since July of last year. With both the initial and continuing unemployment claims having dropped and stayed in the tight labor market range, it is reasonable to believe that the Valley's labor market is now considered as tight. However, there is a strong contradictory data point. Total employment in the Valley is declining instead of rising. And this is happening while employment at the national level is continuing to trend up. While the Valley's total employment is continuing to drop, the good news is that payroll employment in the Valley, that is, the number of people who are on a company payroll, which was dropping, appears to have reversed course, or at the very least stopped dropping since September. The Valley's current labor market clearly favors skills. And for those who have skills, this is one of the best times in the last 30 years to be looking for a job. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.